Christos Anesti. Al Messiah come. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Similar to last Sunday, the Sunday of the Samaritan woman, today, the Sunday of the man born blind, there are certain themes relating to baptism. Today, we can mention light, anointing, water. Light, anointing, and water. Now, throughout the entire Gospel of St. John, he's always interweaving the very central gospel proclamation. What is that proclamation? That God became man in order to restore communion between God and the human person. Another theme that's within that theme that you'll constantly see throughout the Gospel of St. John, he keeps going back to it in all these different accounts. God came that we might have life and light. God came that we may have light and life. And should you ever sit down and read the whole Gospel of John from beginning to end, think of those two words, those two images, because they are throughout. John's always going back to those two words, light and life, or the other one just in general, communion, communion, communion. That's the essence of the entire Gospel of St. John the Evangelist. It was central to the Sunday of the Paralytic, two Sundays ago. It was central to last Sunday with the Samaritan woman, and it is again the same theme we'll find in today's gospel lesson of the man born blind, light and life. The act by which God restores the human person to himself, restores communion, is by baptism, making the human person one with him again. Making the human person a participant in the life of the Trinity, albeit by grace. And throughout the season of Pascha, the Church continuously reflects on the meaning and the significance of that key holy mystery, holy baptism. So important is this teaching. Church says without baptism one cannot be saved. Now, there's qualifications to be made about that through baptism of blood, baptism of desire, but the key is one cannot be saved without baptism. Baptism is the way that God established to have communion with him. St. John begins today's account with our blessed Lord passing by, coming to a man in need. Once again, we see an image of the incarnation. God seeking out the lost sheep rather than the lost sheep finding God. And we'll see why the lost sheep can't find God. They'll come out because there's no light. We can't see. So God comes to us. Such is the event of the incarnation. God coming to the human person who is blind, ignorant, in darkness. We can't find God on our own. That blind man represents all of humanity. The human person is born into darkness. We are born blind. We are blind. To unable to see reality as reality exists. And scripturally, particularly in the Old Testament, when we see in the Old Testament the use of the word to see means to know, which means if I can't see, I can't know. If I can't see God, I cannot know God. St. John knows this imagery very, very well. He's a man steeped in the Old Testament. And so he's playing on this whole thing about seeing and knowing light and life. The Lord then approaches this blind man. And Jesus of Nazareth tells this blind man, I am the light of the world. To see clearly, to grasp reality correctly, one must have the light of Christ. Otherwise, you and I remain in darkness. And what happens when we're in the dark? We can't see. We stumble. We fall. We grope for things and we trip. We get confused. Darkness brings unsettlement. I'm anxious. I'm nervous. There's no peace in darkness. Recall Nicodemus in chapter 3 of John's Gospel. He's this educated Jewish man, well respected in the community. But when does he come to the Lord? He comes to him in darkness. Why? He's ignorant. Here it is, an educated Jewish priest. And he can't see. He can't understand the Lord. He can't understand because he does not have the light of the world. Recall Judas, who in John's Gospel leaves the Last Supper in order to betray his Lord into the hands of the high priest. And St. John recounts carefully that at that particular moment, Satan entered the heart of Judas. Satan is darkness. And John ends that verse with the words, and it was night. Today, this Pascha season, we are celebrating the very event of light. The light of the world has come. He's given sight to the blind man. He's given sight to all those who profess and believe and worship in the Lord. Jesus of Nazareth uses his own spittle, takes the clay of the earth, makes dirt, takes the dirt, makes clay, and he makes a paste. He places that paste on the man's eyes. Now the English translation says the Lord spread it over his eyes. The Greek, however, is more explicit. John actually uses the word anoints. The Lord anoints the eyes of the man. And then he tells the man to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. We already see here a sacramental act. What the Western Church would label as there's word, there's matter, there's form. God takes his own spittle, that's the divine. He takes the earth, which is the matter, and he rubs it on the man's eyes, and then God gives the command, go and wash. Well, that's every mystery has word, matter, and form to it. In this case, St. John is describing the very event of baptism. In preparation for holy baptism, which in Greek literally means to be immersed, a person is always first anointed with holy oil. And after the man is anointed and he's washed in the pool, what happens? He's able to see. He's given light. But he's not just able to see the physical world. This man is now able to see with the light of Christ. He's able to recognize Christ. He's able to recognize the truth. He's able to recognize that this is the Lord and Savior. And those most familiar to him, his family, his friends, his neighbors, they don't recognize him. Indeed, after baptism, one becomes a new creation. The neighbors, because they don't have the light of Christ, and the Jewish hierarchy, Pharisees, they don't have the light of Christ, they remain in darkness. They're ignorant. They can't recognize this new creation. And the man responds, how? Again, the English misses the real words of John. The English translates, the man tells him, I am the one. No, that's not what John actually uses. John uses a more emphatic, richer description. John writes the words, ego eimi. Literally translated, I am. I am? Who's I am? God. Those are the very words that God spoke to Moses in the burning bush when Moses said, who am I to tell Pharaoh that sends me? Who is it that sends me? And God speaks from the burning bush. He says, say, ego eimi, although he said it in Hebrew. He said, I am who am, sends you. If you read carefully in John's gospel, the Lord, when he identifies himself, will say, ego eimi. When the guards came to arrest our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they were trying to figure out who of these men is Jesus, the Lord steps forward, and what does he say? Ego eimi, I am. And John carefully notes, and the world shook, and the guards fell down. Ego eimi, that's the name that God gives us in the Old Testament. And this is how the man identifies himself to his neighbors. Ego eimi. Why? What's St. John telling us here? What's happened? By the act of anointing, by the act of washing, by the act of baptism, that blind man became an icon of Christ. He's a new creation. The church gives to you and me this particular gospel lesson today to teach you and me about the profound significance of the holy mystery of baptism. At baptism, you and I, the old self, really died. And when we came out of the font, we come out a new creation in Christ, to the point that St. Paul says when he writes to the church of Galatia, no longer is it I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. So enlightened is this man now, filled with the light of Christ, able to see reality as reality. He's able to debate with the Jewish hierarchy. And what does he do? He confounds them because they remain in darkness. They cannot see. But the man who is blind, he understands. The darkness, it cannot tolerate the light of Christ. And therefore, what do? They cast him out of the synagogue. They throw him out. They can't handle the light. Darkness, evil, the devil, sin cannot tolerate the light of God. Therefore, do not be surprised when people reject you and challenge you and cast you away because of your faith, because of the light of Christ in you. Do not be surprised that you cannot, that they don't see while you do see. It's expected. That's what John's showing us. The world and the devil desire darkness, and they want to keep people trapped in darkness. It's ignorance. Because to become illuminated means you're going to change your life. Such was the case with the paralytic man when the God told him, go and sin no more. Such was the case of the Samaritan woman when she realized, when she was called out and he told her, the man you're living with now is not your husband. And we see it today with the man born blind. To become illuminated means to receive the light of the world. And it always involves a metanoia. Pentecost is fast approaching. And the church is giving you and me this profound gospel lesson in preparation. Follow the example of this illuminated man who, when recognizing the Lord, made the act of faith. I believe, Lord. Falling down, he worshiped him.